born of his Spirit.
Anyhow, it's good to be with you and to share in your anniversary services. Maybe if I had known that I was really going to be up here and testifying as well, maybe you wouldn't have been so keen to come. But anyhow, it's lovely to see so many folk that we've recognised and gone down memory lane, and to share with you in the goodness of God and looking back over all the things that the Lord has done for you. And in giving my testimony tonight, actually, this is a 50th anniversary for me also, because on the 2nd of June, 1957, was the day that I was saved. I had been, I'm sure as you know by my accent, you'll realise that I'm a city girl, born and bred in Belfast, over in the north of the city, and I come from a family of eight, five girls and three boys. I was nearly at the end, the last but one, so I was very well looked after, for I had lots of brothers and sisters to help out with me, and to, of course, I didn't get so many of the cast-offs then that were passed down. I got new clothes then, which was really good for my brother and myself. Anyhow, our home was a very loving home, and Mum and Dad, though not saved, were good folk that went to church-going folk that were involved in the Church of Ireland, of course, but also in the Free Methodist. And it was the Free Methodist that I really loved going to Sunday school, children's meetings, and in the youth work as well. And it was there that I heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and my need of salvation. I had a very godly Sunday school teacher, so you folk who are involved in Sunday school work, be encouraged with this, because he taught me the Word of God every Sunday, a loving man called Mr. Bill, and he certainly taught me the way of salvation. And it was not only through his preaching, but also through his practical living, because Mr. Bill around the area was known as a very godly man who visited the sick, who was very much involved in the day-to-day affairs of ordinary people living in the city. And he was a very godly man and certainly lived out the Christian life before those around him. And he was a great influence in my life, and he also ran a cottage meeting in his house every Monday night, and my granny would have taken me along there. So the gospel was preached to me from a lot of angles, but still I resisted getting saved. I wanted to go out to enjoy life, and whenever I was finished school then to be involved in work, and also then have money then to spend it really on the pleasures of good living, as I thought. But God was gracious to me, and there was a lot of prayers from my godly granny. And so on the 2nd of June, 57, as I heard the gospel preached on a Sunday night there in the Free Methodist Church, God really challenged my heart and about the need of salvation. And it was just through the simple verse of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And God really broke down all the barriers that was keeping me from coming to the Lord Jesus, and that night he saved me. And I want to thank him, looking back over those almost 50 years this year, for his goodness to me. He has been a faithful, covenant-keeping God, and all the ups and downs of life, and through all that has happened, really, I can prove the Lord Jesus Christ is a wonderful friend. And so a couple of years after that, I got involved in the Free Church in Dunmurry. That's when the Free Church was really just starting. And we had the Martyrs, of course, and Crossgar. And then Dunmurry, I think, was the next church, really. And so I had good friends there. I'm sure most of you know Audrey and Victor Maxwell. They were very good friends there in the youth fellowship with me. Audrey and I worked together in William Yurt's in the office there in the Ballysillan Road. And Audrey was a great Christian friend to me, and her mum and dad were godly people, and they would have been befriended me very much, and were a good godly influence in my life. And all these things can be pointers in her encouragement and her growth in her Christian life. And that was a good Dunmurry church, was a great missionary-minded church. The Reverend Latham was the minister then, and he had a great missionary vision and got all the young people involved in helping in missionary work and in missionary prayer meetings. And I think from that fellowship, there were quite a few went forward into missionary work, into full-time work. And also, the Lord really continued to convict my heart about full-time work, and I was led to the WEC Missionary Training College over in Glasgow, and there were 2 years, good years there, of studying God's Word and getting involved in outreach work and door-to-door visitation. And that was 2 years really of really good, solid Bible work. Before that, I had been training as a nurse in Newton Arts Hospital, and the Lord really blessed me there. I can remember one, as I look back really in the pointers in my life, there was one episode that really was a challenge and encouragement to my heart. I was just a young student nurse at the time, and we had a very ill patient. In those days, there was no intensive care, of course, and you had to nurse all your ill patients on the ordinary ward. And this was a brethren evangelist, a really godly man, and he was coming to near the end of his time. And the sister then said to me to go in and to be with the family. And I think I was probably as nervous, really, as the relatives were. But anyhow, the Lord undertook for us. But I remember that evangelist saying over and over again, nothing can destroy the life that's hid with Christ and God. And, you know, as I looked, he was at so much at peace with the Lord. And as he kept on repeating that verse, nothing can destroy the life that's hid with Christ and God, I realized that this was someone who had lived his life for the Lord, and here he was dying, and I knew he was dying in Christ. That was just written right across his countenance. And I remember saying to the Lord then, you know, Lord, take my life and just use it and let me ever live for the Lord Jesus Christ. That was, you know, another pointer in my life. And then, of course, we went on to over to Glasgow to WEC Missionary Training College. It was there I met Ian. And then I think most of you know that story then. We got married. And we got a call then, Ian got the call then, the night that our eldest son was born. He came and told me that he had got a call to Coleraine Church and to Hillsborough Church the same night. And of course, Dr. Paisley had heard that we'd got a wee baby son, and he says, we'll allow Ian to be called Father McVeigh for the night. And well, that was a good night anyhow. And of course, we came to Coleraine, and just our John was only a little baby then, really, and of course, the folk in Coleraine were just, you know, probably as they are today, just really, really good, and welcomed us into their homes. And we had a lot of childminders then, too, remember, especially one episode, I think, really, of Albert and Beth really looking after John whilst Ian was preaching in the CW hall. And I mean, he was only a little baby then, but we came back, Albert was nursing John very well and had got him to sleep. But there were other good folk. I mean, Aaron, it was reminiscent with Aaron, used to look after them when they were, and take them to the park. And Trevor's mum, Ella, was very good to us. And just lots of folk, as you know, really, was, as all the young people were growing up. And we all had young families then. It was just lovely to be involved and to look back on those days and to know that the Lord had really blessed us. And Andy and Laura too with their ones. And they, just all the young ones then were in the children's meeting and in Sunday school. And it was an encouragement then when the women's meeting started, how good times that we had then, really. And the Lord really undertook for us. And just then, of course, you know, we joined the church in Sandown then in 1980. And the Lord undertook for us. And we settled into life in Belfast again. And our two boys have grown up now, and they're both married and have their own families. And we live in Bangor now, but we're still involved in the church in Sandown. And in Sunday school and the children's meetings, and Ian as an elder in the church. But, you know, looking back over those almost 50 years, just like yourselves here in the church, I can raise my Ebenezer and say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us through good times and bad, through, we all know, situations in your family, how sometimes there can be difficult times, and just the Lord Jesus Christ is always there. As most of you know, I was involved in trauma and the NE department there in the Ulster Hospital for 23 years, probably. I worked in night duty. And so there were quite a few episodes, really, of dealing, really, with young people especially who possibly were out to enjoy themselves the night, and you know, somehow they got involved in bad road traffic accidents and they were brought into us. And you know, sometimes really it was very, very difficult to deal in those situations, but the Lord Jesus Christ was a great friend to have in those situations, and it was good through his grace to witness to others about how the Lord Jesus Christ can be that friend who's with us in every situation of life. And I would recommend the Lord Jesus to you if you're not saved tonight, whether you're young or old, and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your own personal Saviour. I would recommend him to you. He's a wonderful friend, and without him, life would be not worth living. But with him, you can say, with Christ in the vessel, I Can Smile at the Storm. Now, this hymn I'm going to sing is called My Father Planned It All. I'll sing through the shade and the sunshine. I'll trust him. Whatever befall, I'll sing, for I cannot be silent. My Father planned it all.